to the Ticket Mouse in 20 minutes. Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
All right. We're always interested in space travel. This is an exciting time in space travel because we're at the early stages of commercial space travel, and we've got these billionaires who are trying to outdo each other building rockets to get up into space. Richard Branson, the Ticket's own, Sir Richard Branson, he was in studio with the Hardline. He was the first billionaire to make it up there in space. Well, Bezos is going to go up soon, right? When is the date on that one?
Pretty quickly.
Is it this weekend?
I'll find out.
Somewhere in here?
Thursday.
Yeah? The 20th. So that is in 4 days. But we are about to have an 18-year-old also going up on the Bezos rocket.
There'll be a lot of attitude on that rocket.
Oh, my Lord. This guy is named Oliver Damon. And he is going to go on this instead of the auction winner. Because remember, Bezos auctioned off the final spot on his spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Origin. And somebody won that for $28 million. Well, that person is not going to be able to go due to a scheduling conflict.
This should take priority.
Don't you drop everything? If you're entering the auction, you're obviously interested in going to space.
I think you reschedule with the dentist at that point.
Yes.
Still go to space.
Yeah, but I can't get in for another 3 weeks, and I really need to get it done. And
okay, but you can go to space.
I don't quite understand that. But that auction winner paid $28 million only to have a scheduling conflict.
Ridiculous.
So now it's going to go to the runner-up, which is this 18-year-old.
Crushed it.
And the 18-year-old Oliver Damon is the son of a guy who runs like a private equity firm in the Netherlands. They're from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an 18-year-old kid who's loaded. And
well, he'll have great appreciation for what he's going through, I'm sure, in his 18 years.
He's going to go up there, and it's probably his dad encouraging him to go up there. Come on, son, do something with yourself. I've scheduled you some activities. Here, the first one's going to space. And the kid's going to meh the whole thing and talk about how lame the rocket is and how he could build a better one. He's just not interested right now.
We're not getting a meal on this flight.
How much longer is this thing?
Yeah, how much longer
is a space trip? I can get back to my buddies. No, he actually had a quote and said,
meh.
He said, quote, I am super excited to experience zero G and see the world from above. Why are you moaning?
Did he really say G?
He did. That's his quote. I'm super excited to experience zero G and see the world from above.
Well, good for him.
That's pretty exciting. If you were 18 and you are one of the first people to go up into space on a commercial rocket ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you brag about that in bars?
Yes.
Just got back from space.
And then, of course, if he's loaded up with money, he could also pay for his friend to have a breast implants. One of his guy friends to get breast implants. Remember that story?
What?
It was some rich dude who would use his money to just make his friends do crazy stuff. And he paid one of his friends to get like D cups for a year.
God.
Just for his own entertainment.
Yeah, the friend had these huge fakers.
No way would I
for a year.
That. There's no price.
What? Fake breasts?
19-year-old junior, if someone said, here's $2 million.
At 19?
Yeah,
maybe
would have
done it.
For a year. Maybe at 19. I'm saying now there is no price. I don't want to go through a surgery, number one. I don't want to have fakers for a year.
It'd be great for George and I. We'd have something to look at.
You guys
every
would
day.
Be staring at me uncomfortably.
Yes. That'd be awesome. I always picture you with big fake breasts.
$10 million for a year, you wouldn't do it?
No. No way.
$10 million for 1 year.
turn myself into a freak show for a year?
You're expressing yourself, not a freak show, sir.
Being yourself.
It's not right. Being myself.
Your true self.
Not going to say I've never thought about it. But
for 1 year, Junior, that you've made it for a lifetime.
That's
you've
two surgeries.
$10 million.
I haven't put it in and I haven't taken out. That's
you don't
two
have
surgeries.
To have them taken out. That's an option at the end.
I'm not going to go through
like it.
Two unnecessary surgeries. No.
Junior is out there cycling, swinging everywhere.
I have to get a sports bra for the next year.
What's wrong with that? Women have to do that all the time. You think you're above it?
Yeah, maybe you need to realize what women are going through
right.
Day in and day out.
I do not need to realize what women are going through day in and day out
yes,
by
you
getting
do.
Fake boobs.
Yes, you do. I'll pay you $10 million to get breasts, and I'll pay you an additional $10 million.
Mark can play for Peter King.
To start having periods. Just so you have...
Well, I don't
you
know if I want to do that.
Will get, you will get a little bit of the experience of what it's like to be a woman in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because
see,
only American women have periods and breasts?
You guys are all about money. You just can't turn down any big number. But to me,
that's
it,
not
life,
true.
Life is not about just doing things for money.
Gordo turned down $100,000, was it?
$125,000.
Changed his name to Dallas
Maverick.
To change
my name for 1 year.
I thought it was $75,000.
No, it was I thought it was $125,000, but it was split between me and a charity of my choice.
You still have the check, don't you?
Yeah.
The uncashed check?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it.
Now you're trying to talk me into getting fake boobs.
And that was just changing my name. I didn't even have to walk around with breasts.
But
I had to pad my own bra to have breasts.
So you want me to do something way more intricate and dangerous?
I think you're overestimating the dangers of breast implants.
You have to be put under. Anytime you're put under, it's dangerous.
You have a chance to have something go wrong.
All right, what if you're guaranteed there's no complications to the surgery?
Oh, okay, then no.
Well, why not? I just eliminated your primary fear.
Because I don't want to walk around for a year with boobs.
You're offending a lot of people right now. So Damon Oliver, or Oliver Damon, congratulations to him being the youngest person who will be going to space. He beats the old record. Do you know who held the old record for the youngest person in space?
Was it the monkey Gordon? Or Gordo?
I'm sorry?
Gordo the monkey.
Remember we were at Cape
Canaveral?
Was he
a monkey or a chimp?
Yeah, I think he was a chimp. Was he the first chimp in space?
Or was he a rhesus monkey? Or
a little guy.
Snickers monkey.
That's why I was thinking he was a monkey.
Yeah, he was a monkey. He was a squirrel monkey.
Wait, there was a Russian monkey that went up before an American monkey?
Yeah, Gordo was one of the first monkeys to travel into space as part of the NASA space program. Gordo, also known... George, I'm teeing George up here. Gordo, also known as Old Reliable...
That's not true.
...was launched from Cape Canaveral on December 13th, 1958.
Huh.
Did they let him push the button to launch... Ignite the rockets.
Yeah, and if it was real Gordo the monkey, he would have been 20 minutes late on hitting the button.
Here he is in his space suit.
Looks just like ours. Why did they put him in a suit? Because he didn't make it, right?
Yeah, he did.
He came back alive?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had him out. They had him out where photographers were taking pictures of him when he came back.
Why was I thinking there was a really sad ending for Gordo?
This is, it would have been if he had ridden the rocket like that.
Stop showing him pictures of monkeys.
Shows a monkey on the
end.
Sitting on a rocket.
Well, that's space travel there.
That monkeys are so funny.
That would not have ended well.
No, the previous record holder was German Titoff.
What?
Which is what happened to Junior at the end of the year. A Soviet cosmonaut was the youngest to fly into space. He was 25.
Wow, so the record's being shattered.
Yeah. He was 25 when he was blasted in orbit 4 months after Yuri Gagarin, who was the first person in space, obviously.
What was his name again?
German Titov. What?
Boris Zuzek.
That's his name.
What kind of outfit is this for Gordo? It's like, it looks like a giant peanut or rattlesnake or
what? That was the our spacesuit technology at the time.
Oh, man. He looks worried.
Don't you think cosmonaut's a better name than astronaut?
Yes.
There's
that
always,
is a pretty cool name.
He sounded cooler.
Yeah.
Their anthem's
He's
pretty
a cosmonaut.
Good too.
Quit with the anthem business. And then who's the oldest person to go into space?
I believe we just had this, didn't we?
What, Richard Branson? I don't think so.
No, that was fake space that he went into.
Don't say that out loud.
I don't know who.
He's going to have you killed. John Glenn.
Hmm.
Remember when he went back up to the space shuttle?
Yes.
Buzz Aldrin.
Back up on the space shuttle.
<So old. laughs>
He was 77
Damn.
When he went up then. Yeah. 37 years after he was the first American to orbit the entire Earth.
That's impressive.
And globe. But now this 18-year-old's going to go up. And Ashton Kutcher announced that he bought a ticket on Virgin Galactic.
Oh, really?
And his wife made him return it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mila Kunis?
You said that weird.
All right. We got to run. Thanks, Gordo. That's the ODEC, 633 on the ticket. We got a British Open update with Ted.
All right.
So let's see if he works anything in. And next, we visit with the Ticket Mouse.